Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 17th para was recited, which is Surah Al-Anbiya. In this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the instance of the names of 17 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even though in detail Allah ta'ala mentions 6 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Manan Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah alayhi says that the subject matter, the theme of this subject of the Surah is Ad-Dawati al-Zikr, calling people towards the Quran Sharif, giving them da'wah towards the Quran Sharif, and the musibat and difficulties that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went, and eventually how Allah ta'ala saved them and protected them from whatever difficulties when they gave people towards da'wah towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Quran Sharif, the one reason people are not putting their attention towards the Quran Sharif is they are in ghaflat, unmindfulness. اَقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. Hisab kitab, the reckoning for people has become extremely close. But unfortunately, people are in ghaflat, unmindfulness, fee. They are actually drowning in the unmindfulness. مُعْرِضُونَ, they are turning their backs away. Whenever the Quran Sharif, any ayat comes to them, they hear it while they are playing. It's a pastime for them. They have to be completely unmindful of the Quran Sharif. So this is a very evil quality. When the Quran Sharif is being recited, the quality of a believer is he listens attentively to the Quran Sharif, not that he turns his attention away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and this is nothing new, in the past Anbiya alayhi salam, he has also said many people, ask the people of Dhikr, ask the people of the past also, they also will tell you that men Allah ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were normal human beings also, to eat food, etc. And they also left for a certain time, so they were not dieties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so many past nations came. They had made oppression. وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. And nations upon nations came, but we destroyed them. When our punishment came to them, suddenly now they started running away. It was said to them, where are you people running away now? Now go back to your houses and to your enjoyments and to your luxuries. And then let people come and ask you now and ask you what khidmat can I do for you, etc. But it's too late for a person. And at that time a person is crying, destruction to me, woe to me, why did I do this here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this Quran Sharif, which Allah has sent this book. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, we have revealed to you a kitab, a book, in which is your zikr, one meaning of zikr is nasihat, and advices to you people. Beautiful advices, and they don't use your aql and brains and understand and take lessons from the advices of the Quran Sharif. What beautiful advice Allah has given. Another meaning of فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ is sharafatukum. Allah has sent such a kitab to you people in which there is your honor, there is your respect. Allah raises nations by means of the Quran Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala lowers nations by means of the Quran Sharif. Those who honor the Quran Sharif, ulama say that the Arabs were regarded as the most lowest people on the surface of the earth. The only difference was the coming of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When they held firm unto this year, what honor Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave them, domination over the whole world, and a great rate of respect and honor. The people who were the lowest, they became the highest in the world. They became qabili taqleed. People started following them and realized that these are the people who will make us successful. The knowledge which came out from them, this was all through the barakat of the Quran Sharif. And the third meaning is, we have sent to you a kitab in which you are mentioned. Allah has made mention of you people. What does that mean? There was a tabi by the name of Ahnaf ibn Qais, rahmatullah alayhi. So when he came to this ayat of the Quran Sharif, then he said, the Quran Sharif is mentioning me. So let me see where the Quran Sharif mentions me. He started reading all the ayats of the Quran Sharif in which the five people are mentioned. And there are those who made jihad in the path of Allah, those who fasted, those who performed salah, those who cried at the time of tahajjud, all of those qualities. And he said, Ya Allah, I'm unfortunately not amongst those people. Then he started reading the qualities of the munafiq, the hypocrites, and the kuffar and disbelievers. And he read that they will enter into Jahannam and all of these qualities about them. And he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah, I'm not amongst those people. Then he came to another ayat. وَآخَرُونَ أَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. There are certain people, they make i'tiraf, they acknowledge their mistakes, they do good actions also and they do evil actions. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala will forgive them very soon. So he said, Ya Allah, this is the category I am. So when a person reads the Quran Sharif, Allah is making mention of a person, he must look at the condition, into his condition. Have I got these qualities? When Allah mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the people of Iman are successful. Am I amongst those people? When Allah mentions the kuffar and disbelievers and their qualities, then a person must take lesson. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, we have mentioned you people. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, don't you use your aql, understanding, your mind, and try to understand and see which category and which group is a person in. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions clear signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat in the world, that the heavens and the earth together, كَانَتَا رَتْقًا, they were joined together. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَقْنَاهُمَا, Allah ta'ala opened them up. It can have different meanings. One meaning is that the heavens and the earth, they were joined together, and Allah ta'ala lifted up the sky, and the earth remained down. or it can mean that there was no rain coming down, there was no plantations, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the rains and sent down the rains, and the plantations also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave rise to it. From water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every living thing. Allah has made on the earth huge, huge mountains so that people are not shaking. Hazrat has given a beautiful example, like a person is in an office and he's got these weights which a person puts on his on the paper so that the wind doesn't make the paper fly around. So similarly, these mountains Allah Ta'ala has made them, they are all placed at the bottom of the earth, and these mountains are holding it firm. And when these mountains, if they are to be removed, then obviously the earth will start shaking, there will be earthquakes. So Allah has made a beautiful system in the world of putting these huge, huge mountains there. And Allah has made different, different paths and roadways, so a person can go on the road and a person can find his way. Allah has made the heavens a protective roof for a people. And Allah is the one who has created the day and the night, the sun and the moon. All of them are moving in their orbits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of these beautiful, clear, clear signs for a person to understand the qudrat and the oneness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions, after giving da'wah towards the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, the oneness of Allah, Allah also gives the da'wah of the Quran is towards qiyamah, towards akhirat, that those people were not prepared to accept eventually what has happened to them. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, everyone has to taste that eventually. Wa nabluukum bish-sharri wal-khayri fitna, in the suwal Allah will test a person, sometimes with good conditions and sometimes with difficult conditions. Fitna, all of these are just an examination. But wa ilayna turja'un, eventually all of us have to return back only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah that wa nada'u al-mawazin al-qist al-yawm al-qiyamah, Allah will put scales for a person on the day of Qiyamah, and no person will be oppressed. Whatever small atom's weight of good a person has done, or evil action a person has done, atayna biha, we will bring it on the day of Qiyamah. A person will see whatever he has done in this world. And Allah is sufficient as a person to take hitab and reckoning for us. So that a person has to prepare for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how they went through difficulties and how Allah's help and assistance came to them. Because the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, first, he went against his idol nation, idol worshipping nation, and he broke their idols. He eventually wanted to punish him and throw him into the fire. And they threw him into the fire. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fell there, went into it. He was prepared to go undergo the sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala protected and saved Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And in today's time also, if a person is firm onto his deen, the enemies will make a lot of efforts against a person. But whatever halat and conditions they place people into, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will protect. And even in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the tabi'in, one tabi that happened to him also, he also was taken and thrown into a fire, and the fire became cool for him. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu met him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, they were so happy, and they kissed his forehead, and they said, this is the man in the who followed the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So what an honor it is in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyhow, the fire also is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says how he helped Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا, they tried all the plans against Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, we made them the ones who were the biggest of losers. Lut alayhi salatu wa sallam, he went to a land also, and the people were not prepared to accept. كَانَتْ تَعْمَرُ الْخَبَائِثِ, they used to do the filthiest and most evil of actions. They were a very evil nation. But eventually Allah Ta'ala saved and helped Lut alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he protected him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam, how Allah Ta'ala helped and assisted him also from his people. And then the incident of Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam and Sulaiman alayhi salam is mentioned, the great bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to them. And they made shukr and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. Ayyub alayhi salatu wa sallam, he went through some difficulty and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah eventually removed it, the difficulty from him. Sicknesses which comes to a person. So it came to Ayyub alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah protected him. Eventually Allah Ta'ala took him out of the sickness. And he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنِّي مَسَنِيَ الدُّرُ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ, O Allah, this difficulty has afflicted me, but you are the one who is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So Allah said, we accepted his dua and we removed that difficulty which he was in. And he had lost his family, he had lost his properties, everything. Allah says, we gave him all of that back and even double of that. Allah Ta'ala bestowed him. So he went through that examination, but his attention was only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, he also he went through some halat and conditions. And in the difficult conditions, he called to Allah, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Wallah, you are pure. And verily, I am amongst the oppressive people. I am a zalim. I have done wrong. But Allah, you are completely pure. Allah said, we accepted his dua. We saved him and protected him from the gham, the swari and problem he was in. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is not especially for Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. In a similar manner, you will save all the believers. Till Qiyamah, whichever believers will come, they will turn their attention towards me, you will save the believers. Assistance and help will be with the believers. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he also was in some musibah and difficulty, but he also called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted a child, somebody will continue his mission after he passed away. Allah said, he made dua, do not leave me alone, and you are the best of those who remain after a person. Allah accepted his dua and Allah ta'ala granted him Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Even though his wife was so old, she was barren, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her right, and she was able to bear a child. So all of these people, their attention was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of these conditions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, whoever does any good action and he's got the quality of iman, فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ, there won't be for his efforts, he will definitely be appreciated. It will not be unappreciated. وَإِنَّا لَوْ كَاتِبُونَ, and we are definitely writing it down. Whatever actions a person is doing, the sacrifice, mujahada, difficulties he's going through in his life, Allah is writing it down, and Allah will reward a person. And eventually, even in this world, Allah ta'ala mentions that his pious bandas and servants, the whole earth actually becomes, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِي الصَّالِحُونَ, the pious servants will eventually inherit the earth. And this happened in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where Allah ta'ala gave them domination of the whole world. But when they remain steadfast in deen and they fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala opened up the world for these people. And all of this was on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning their full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Hajj. And yet, Mulan Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah says that he says the subject matter and the theme of this surah is that if a person wants success in akhirat, then ta'alluq ma'allah, yes, subhanallah, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it very strong. This is the only way by which a person will be saved in the year after. So Allah ta'ala starts off this surah with ya ayyuhan nas ittaqoo rabbakum, that fear, have a connection and build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? One easy way of bringing it up is, one meaning can be, why must you do it? Because of qiyamah. Qiyamah is coming, it's very frightening, and you have to be prepared for that day, which is the most important day in a person's life. Another meaning can be that how will a person get this taqwa? Inna zalzalatis sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Continue thinking about akhirah, think about the year after. Automatically the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into a person's heart. And what a day it is. Allah says the zalzala, the earthquake, the shaking of the day of Qiyamah is a very great thing. The day you will see it, it can have two meanings. One is in this world, there will be a shaking before Qiyamah. How frightening it will be. And the other meaning, some ulama say, is on the day of Qiyamah there will be also earthquake there, and everything will be shaking. So Allah Ta'ala says such a day it will be. تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ, the breastfeeding mother will forget also. She will become unmindful of the child which she is breastfeeding. And every woman who is carrying a child, she is expecting, she will miscarry her child. What a frightening day it will be. And you will see people in a drunk. Outwardly you will see they are intoxicated, they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ, but they will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely great. Because a person cannot even imagine one small earthquake happens in this world and how people lose their minds and what and what happens, how much of destruction there is. We can't understand that. When Allah says, shay'un 'azim, that Qiyamah on that day will be a very, very big thing. It means all the things in this world is a very small list, small earthquakes which take place. But the one on Qiyamah, it won't be confined to one place, it will be confined to the whole world, will suffer that earthquake. You cannot imagine what a frightening day it will be. There are certain people who cannot believe that how can Qiyamah take place? It doesn't make sense. So Allah Ta'ala gives two proofs here. One proof is that look at your own creation, how Allah created you through different levels. From sand you were, then a piece of sperm, then in a blood cloth, then in the different stages Allah Ta'ala made a person, then he remained in the womb of the mother for a certain period, and then Allah Ta'ala took a person out as a child, and then a person grew up, and then some people passed away, and some people they reached old age, some people in a young age they passed away. And some people when they reach old age also their mind they start forgetting all the signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. When Allah could create you the first time, what difficulty is there for Allah Ta'ala to create you a second time? Another example is you see the earth, it is dead, and suddenly the water comes down, and now suddenly it's waking up and the spring comes, and you see all the plantations again coming back to life. So how the dead land Allah gives life to it? Similarly Allah has the full Qudrat, a dead human being, when he goes in the ground, that seed is remaining of that human being. When the rains come down, automatically then Allah Ta'ala will give life again back to that human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are many people unfortunately who are fight about these matters. They are not prepared to accept it. But remember, وَأَنَّ سَاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, Qiyamah is coming, definitely there is no doubt about it. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ, whoever is in the graves, Allah will definitely resurrect such people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some people who are on the borderline. they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala harf on the side. If some goodness comes to them, they get happy and they say, no, this is a correct deen. But if some fitna and examination comes to them, there's an examination Allah ta'ala is giving to a person to see how steadfast he is on deen. In qalaba ala wajhi, he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khasira dunya wal akhirah, he has lost out in this world also, and he has lost out in the akhirah. And whoever lost out in the akhirah, dhalika huwa al-khusran al-mubin. This is an open loss, and a person will lose out in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and a person who feels, on the other hand, those whose connection with Allah ta'ala is strong, Allah will enter them into jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. Such gardens flowing beneath rivers, and Allah ta'ala does as he wants to. And a person who feels that Allah cannot help me in this world in the year after, then Allah ta'ala says he must kill himself. And see now if he commits suicide also, and see if his anger goes away, and his all his plannings, they can do to be of any benefit to a person. They cannot help a person in the least. But so ta'aluk and connection must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he also called towards this, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sign of ta'aluk and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hajj, to fulfill that great ibadah and duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he respects the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَزِمْ شَعَائِرُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. To show the person has got true taqwa in his heart, he's got ta'aluk and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To see how much of ta'aluk a person has got with Allah ta'ala, this one great sign, sha'air of Allah, is hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wah towards it. He called the people towards hajj, and the people till now, till qiyamah, they will continue accepting this call of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another sign of ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the qurbani. When a person is cutting the animals on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the name of Allah is called out in a loud voice, and the animals are cut, so that also is a sign of his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. Then Allah mentions another sign of ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jihad. Where a person is prepared to sacrifice his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has made such a beautiful system. If it wasn't for Allah, the system of Allah ta'ala, لَهُدِّمَتْ سَوَامِعُ وَبِيعُ وَسَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدْ, in which Allah ta'ala's name was taken in great abundance, all of these places of worship would have been destroyed. In the past nations, though they were on the right path, and in today's time the masajid would have been destroyed. But وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, those who will help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely help and assist them. And Allah ta'ala says that when Allah, those people who will give them power in the earth, the whole object of Islamic Khilafat and for giving a dominance of the Muslims over the world was أَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ, to establish salat, giving of zakat, أَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, commanding people towards righteousness and preventing people from evil. This was the actual, the maqsad and object of an Islamic Khilafat also, to bring these things alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are past nations who came, they did not accept, and we completely destroyed such nations in the past. One other thing Allah mentions here is that the ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will always get shaitan who will come, and he will try to put waswasa and doubt in the hearts of people, and he will create propaganda, and in regarding the matters of deen, the matters of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will come and put doubt in the hearts of people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is always that this will be an examination for the munafiqs, for the hypocrites, those people whose hearts have become hard. But the people of iman and ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove, through their barakat, Allah ta'ala will remove all of these doubts in the hearts of people, and they will explain the reality of Islam. And all the doubts which people have got, they will remove it. It's very, very easy, because the haqq is the truth, which it becomes very clear. And batil and falsehood outwardly, they is beautified, but for a short while. Then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it here. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتٍ, Allah makes strong his ayat and his signs. A person has no doubt thereafter. In actual fact, a person's yaqeen and iman actually increases when a person hears the wisdom and the understanding of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is always the enemies of Islam will try to put these doubts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in detail. And one other sign of Allah ta'ala's ta'aluk, connection with Allah ta'ala, is making hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place, then eventually they are prepared and hajiru fi sabilillah. And they make hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person is worried about his rosy and sustenance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is the one who gives sustenance, and Allah is the one who gives rosy to every single person on the surface of the earth. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those people who got no ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything else they've got ta'aluk and connection with, it is completely weak. It cannot help a person in the least. But إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا, those who you call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot even create a fly. Even if they all gather together, one weak insect, The ulama say, why Allah use the example of the fly? It is so zaleel, so low, and it is so weak, the fly also, and there is so much abundance of these flies, and something which is not regarded with any honor and respect in the eyes of people. Allah says, such a small fly, all of you gathered together, you cannot create this one fly. Whoever you are calling besides Allah Ta'ala is like equal to this. They cannot even create one fly. And if they all, the fly takes one thing from them, it has to steal one morsel of food from these people. La yastanqidhuhum, they will not be able to take it out from the fly. As Hazrat gives the example of, in Urdu, they say, a makki chus, a person who sucks a fly. So if a fly sucks into your soup also, and a person is so stingy, he says, this fly, you can't steal my soup. So he sucked the fly to take away his soup, so he was called makki chus. He even sucked the fly. He's such a stingy person. But only on the outside, whatever soup is there, you can get. Whatever the fly is taken inside, the person cannot get that back from the fly. So Allah says, even if the fly takes away a small amount, you will not be able to take it back from the fly. Da'ufa al-talib wal-matlub. The one who is seeking and the one who is sought, they are all kamzor, they are all weak. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. You haven't understood who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the greatest and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fill your ta'aluk in connection with Him. And how must a person build it up? By ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruku and sajda. Worshipping of Allah in general, and all kinds of goodness, so a person will be successful, and make jihad, sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah has made deen, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has not made deen difficult for people. It is very simple, but a person has to go in that line. Otherwise, everything in life is difficult. Even eating is difficult for a small child. But once a person is in that line, then eating becomes enjoyable for a person. Now, how much a person is eating. So deen outwardly, it might seem difficult. But once a person goes on the path of deen, he finds it so easy, so enjoyable, and especially staying in the sohbat and company of the awliya Allah, deen becomes extremely enjoyable for a person. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of deen and keep us steadfast in our dying days.